Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good Monday morning, Rockaholics. Yes. Steve Miggs, I gotta tell you, something happened this weekend that was the very first of its kind for me.
Oh.
I actually liked the Oregon Ducks football uniforms.
You were the first person I thought of all of my hippie friends, and I have a few from my college days, but you were the first I had to send that to, because when I saw that Oregon Ducks Grateful Dead inspired jersey, I was like, this is awesome.
It's so wild. And so here's the thing. It doesn't change the way I feel about the Oregon Ducks.
Right.
I just thought those uniforms were so sick. And they even had little dancing ducks on the backs of the helmets. Did you see that? Instead of the dancing bears, they were dancing ducks.
Come on. Maybe it's time for you to change teams. Maybe go to Oregon for grad school.
Holy cow. I mean, there was a lot of disappointing sports over the weekend, but Oregon did win, of course, because that's usually what they do. But those uniforms were sick.
I love how many people were talking about it. That I am positive do not give a flying F about the Grateful Dead, but they did such a good job of making it so that even if you don't like the Grateful Dead, you would have to agree that these jerseys are amazing.
Yes, I'll probably change my mind about the next uniforms they wear next weekend and how ugly they are. But for now, they nailed it.
So how are you going to feel when Danny and I show up to work next week? Because I think it takes about a week for these jerseys to ship to us. We ordered them.
Oh, that's going to be so great.
Yeah, you guys are going to
look awesome.
Yeah. Is that going to make you happy?
Yeah, that makes me so happy. It's time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's National Chicken and Waffles Day. Where do you stand on chicken and waffles?
You know what's so funny? I'd never had it until like a couple of years ago. And I thought, you know, I'll give it a whirl. It seems weird. It worked so well for me.
Uh-huh.
The like salty and sweet combo was just phenomenal. So I like chicken and waffles.
I'm glad that you said that it was just recent times that you figured.
Yes. 'Cause
honestly, I thought I was like living in like a cave, because it wasn't until a couple of years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago, where I finally heard about chicken and waffles and tried it, and I was pretty blown away by it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, where has this been my entire life?
In a different part of the country, Steve.
Apparently so. Danny, you were shaking your head. You're not feeling it.
No, I'm out.
Have you tried it?
Oh, many times. Like for the past 10 years, I've been on the chicken. I've been trying to like it, and it's literally the worst combination you could put together.
Danny, do you know what the definition of insanity is, though?
I know.
You keep trying it, and you don't like it.
Well, because
just give it up.
Every time I go to a different place, they're like, this has the best chicken and waffles. And then I try it, and I'm like, nah, why? Just give me the chicken.
See, if you don't like it, I don't think there's ever going to be a place that's going to do it so well that you're going to like it, because it's chicken and it's waffles. Those are two things you really, I mean, you really can't mess them up.
No.
I love it.
Yes.
You guys want to go try it again today?
Yes.
I know this place, great place, Danny. You're going to love it this time. All right, let's talk about it. It all comes down to tonight. It's game seven. I am going to say I'm getting sick and tired of reading all the people like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that the Mariners would make it to game seven, winner take all, go to the World Series, of course I would take it. And that, absolutely, I don't disagree with that. But man, yesterday was a tough loss.
Oh, that was so awful.
So you got it tonight, Mariners versus the Blue Jays. Hopefully we don't hit into a double play three times in the game. Hopefully we don't have all those runners in scoring position, like, you know, bases loaded twice.
Just leaving points out there. Points, runs, not points, runs.
Hopefully we don't make defensive errors that we usually don't make against a team that will take advantage of that. There's a lot of hoping. Mariners lost yesterday 6-2, but tonight we take it all.
That's right,
tonight,
baby.
We defeat the Blue Jays. And tonight, we eat chicken and waffles and celebrate that your Seattle Mariners are going to the World Series. Or we'll be really sad tomorrow.
I'd like to vote for the first option, please. Thank you.
George Kirby's on the mound taking on Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber, he can't pitch another good game now, can he?
It's not possible.
Probably will.
Wow. Monday Night Football. Seahawks are on tonight, 7 p.m. I know a lot of us might still be watching the Mariners game at that point.
I know. What is happening?
At home against the Houston Texans. There's also a 4 p.m. game, which is the Detroit Lions hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But they're probably not going to have a game anything like the Giants-Broncos game yesterday, where the Broncos scored all 33 of their points in the fourth quarter and then defeated the Giants with a game-ending field goal.
39-yard field goal for the win. Denver's won!
Unreal.
That is the ultimate definition of cooging it, by the way.
That's taking it to a whole other level. 33 points in one quarter just seems bonkers. Oh. After the game, though, did you hear the coach, Brian Daboll from the Giants? He was asked about the game. He gave a one-word answer, but you could hear in his heavy breathing that he had a whole different thing going on inside of his mind.
I feel like you guys just put off the gas going and
No.
They asked him, do you feel like you took your foot off the gas in a 19-point lead or whatever it was?
No.
As he's breathing angrily. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 58 degrees, it's going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. Go Mariners!
Go Mariners!
And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
You should style yourself down with an early Christmas present and hook yourself up with some tickets to Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. We're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th, which is a Friday night. No need to take the day off the next day. Brent Smith, Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Grab those tickets while you can at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There really is no worse feeling than coming back to where you parked your car and your car is not there.
And that is the absolute worst.
And this happened to a bunch of Mariners fans because they had their cars towed. About 50 different vehicles were towed from this private commercial lot that's right near the new Linwood light rail station. They were parking there to jump on the light rail to ride down to the Mariners game.
In all fairness, it happened on Wednesday's game, which the Mariners lost. This was part of the full disappointment experience that you get when you buy the tickets. You get your car towed. You see your team lose. It's just a bad go.
This is the King 5 report on what happened.
I've never had my car towed there before.
And she's not alone. Other drivers returned from Wednesday night's Mariners game to find their cars gone.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, at least there would be a sign there saying you couldn't park there.
Turns out the lot they chose is private property. After hearing from frustrated drivers, King 5 checked out the lot before sunrise.
No, just to give you a foreshadowing, it seems like things are about to backfire on all the people complaining. Because, like you said, first of all, it was private property, and then here comes more great information. Because I said there were no signs there.
It came to light that there are signs, and plenty of them, including a fence that was knocked over, even straw control logs meant to stop erosion and mark boundaries. We also found you have to drive over a curb, and there are no stall lines. This concrete slab used to be part of a strip mall before it was reduced to its foundation.
I think it's ridiculous that they towed so many vehicles.
Well, I mean, it sucks that you got your car towed, and it sounds like people have been parking there for a while, but that doesn't mean that it makes it right, and you're kind of playing with fire when you're driving over a curb to park somewhere you're not supposed to park.
Well, some of these people are planning to fight it in court, Steve Miggs, but they're saying that the fees are like between $400 and $650. Yeah, on top of the very expensive postseason Mariners tickets.
Have you had your car towed?
I have had my car towed.
Okay.
And it was because I parked in the wrong place, and I parked in front of like a driveway area, and so I had I came back to the car, didn't realize I parked in front of a driveway, car was gone, and I can't remember how much it cost, but at the time I was like a poor college student. So when you have to get your car out of impound, it's pretty ugly.
I had my car towed once in Canada, and it was awful because I parked somewhere I was supposed to park. I didn't understand what it was like one of my first times going to Canada. Go to Vancouver with a buddy. We parked the car. We go somewhere. We come back a couple hours later. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is where my car was supposed to be. It's really hard to like figure all that stuff out, and then on top of it, you're in a different country trying to find out where was my car. How do I even use public transportation now to get to my car? It was an adventure. It was kind of fun because, you know, we had nothing else going on. So it was just kind of like we're just having a good time just kind of figuring out how to get to the car. But it still sucked.
That's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Inspired by all those Mariners fans coming back to their cars to find their cars not there. They've been towed. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us what happened to your car. It could be a towing like these guys had gone through, a strange incident, whatever it was. We want to know what happened to your car. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take those calls after Lenny Kravitz. Last week, there were a whole bunch of Mariners fans who rode the light rail back to Linwood only to find that their cars had been towed. So because of this, we want to know what happened to your car. Maybe you got towed. Maybe you had another strange incident. Whatever it was, we would like to know what happened to your car. 206-803-ROCK. N, you're in Seattle this morning. What happened to your car?
So I was working in Chant. Hey, guys, it's my first time ever calling the station. So.
What's going on, man?
So this was back in 2019. Right before the pandemic hit, right when I started working for the company I'm working for, I had to work a Seahawks game, then I had to go next door to work in Chant. And we were supposed to park at the King County Metro Garage. Apparently, I was new at the time, and I wasn't aware I had to move my car, and I didn't move my car when I was supposed to.
And How do you remember how much it cost to get it out of the tow yard?
I don't, 400 some odd, but thankfully I had help from my dad, thankfully.
Dad coming through.
Dad, I need your help.
Yes.
Car stock.
206-803-ROCK. Eric and Duval, what happened to your car?
Well, I was at an event in downtown Seattle. I parked at the convention center parking garage, and they had signs all over that said the garage closed at midnight. So I told my dad, I got to get back to my car by midnight.
Oh, we lost Eric. I don't know what happened, but your phone just changed drastically.
Did you switch to Bluetooth on accident?
No. Yeah. Is that better? Sorry.
Yeah, that's better.
I finally found a phone number.
Oh, your phone actually sounds like a complete amount of crap. Dude, sorry, Eric.
Oh, no.
Phone just kind of fell apart.
206-803-ROCK. You can call or text and tell us what happened to your car. Maybe a random towing, a crazy incident, whatever it was. We want to know what happened to it.
I've always wondered about those, like where, you know, the parking garages that say they, like, you have to be out by midnight. Because I've never parked in one, but I've always been really scared. And that's why I won't, because I'm like, you never know. We might go to a party after.
Right? You lose track of time.
Oh, yeah. Was it our buddy Chris when we went to the Mariners game? I can't, forever ago. I think it was the Detroit series. And he's like, I got to go because if I don't leave now, my car is going to be stuck inside the parking garage.
Yeah.
I was like, that is just terrible timing.
Oh, it's stressful.
You picked the wrong one. Someone texted in, nothing to do with being towed, but said a sex toy once hit my windshield while driving. It was funny, but also very expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I had that happen over the weekend. Not a sex toy. Didn't hit my windshield. We were going somewhere to Eatonville, and we're on, I think it's called Mountain Highway. And as I'm driving, just kind of like, you know, just on the road, all of a sudden, it sounds like a gun just hit my car, a gunshot. And it was a giant rock must have hit. Didn't hit my windshield. I don't even know how it got, like the side, like the driver's side. It's that triangle window.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing that could even, like, get hit by a rock, but it's like that little triangle window that's, like, pretty much right next to where, like, your side mirror is, and just shattered the thing.
No!
I was so pissed. I was like, you got to be, because this is just going to be a process. I mean, obviously, I'm just going to go get it replaced, but it's not the end of the world, but... And my wife brought up a good point. If a couple more inches, it would have been the windshield, and that would have sucked even more.
Yeah, a little bit more expensive, probably.
Yeah, but now I got like this weird whistle as I'm driving to work.
Oh, no.
It's got like a little hole in the little triangle window, whatever the hell this thing is called. It just sucked.
A little cheap air conditioning there.
Yeah.
206.
That's exactly what you want when it's cold out in the morning.
206-803-ROCK. Carson in Spanaway, what happened to your car?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Carson?
So I was visiting my parents one day down in Puyallup about a week before Christmas. It was me, my girlfriend, and our baby girl. We parked in front of the garage because there were no parking. And we came out about 2 hours later and found that my car was, somebody called it in to be towed. And they towed it from Graham, Washington, all the way up to Auburn. And I had to pay about $856 a week before Christmas.
Wow.
What was the reason that they felt you needed to be towed?
But no clue. Absolutely no clue. We tried getting in contact with the management at the apartment complex to say, hey, guys, you guys had no visitor parking, so I parked in front of my parents' place, and you guys didn't chalk my tires or nothing. And so, yeah, I just kind of got swept underneath the rug, but I'm not quite too sure.
Oh, that is infuriating.
And everyone in his family's Christmas was just ruined.
You got to return all these presents.
Hope you bought the gifts already.
206-803-ROCK. Mike from Bremerton, what happened to your car?
So I went up to Canada for the Olympics and went to a hockey game and parked in a parking garage. I didn't know that parking garage closed, and come to find out, that also my bank card got frozen because I forgot to tell them I was going into the country. So luckily I had one friend that I knew that lived up in Vancouver and stayed at that friend's house over the weekend, and I had to come back and then get my bank card activated and then pay for it being stuck there over the whole weekend. Yeah.
Did the team that you wanted to win the Olympics game win, at least?
206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor this morning. What happened to your car?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so in 88, I worked in Kent and lived in Tacoma. Went out in the morning to head to work, and apparently the night before, somebody tried to steal my battery or something, but didn't shut the hood all the way. So I'm driving to work. I jump on the freeway. I'm halfway to Kent. All of a sudden, my hood flies open, smashes my windshield. I've got to roll the window down to try to see anything and look out and ease off the freeway. And the bummer is I wasn't even stoned.
Kenny, for once we have a story. I was like, please tell me you wasn't stoned in this story. I'm glad to hear that you weren't stoned for this story, at least.
The Daily Mix Show.
Someone out there can beat Steve Miggs. I feel very confident about that. But in order to do so, you got to call 206-803-ROCK and know that you're playing against a man who has 328 wins, 107 losses, and 96 ties so far this year. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.